Reminds me of a story of a famous professor that was going through the United States of America a few years ago giving lectures, and each night it was the same lecture in a different town. And after a while, after about 6 months, he was getting a little bit tired of doing this, and so he said to his chauffeur, "I really don't want to take this lecture tonight. How about you taking the lecture for me tonight?" And the chauffeur said, "Well, don't be silly. I couldn't do that." And he said, "Well, you've sat on the back of my meetings every night and listened to my lecture. I'm sure that you could do it word for word." And he said, "Yeah," the chauffeur said, "yes, that would be, I can understand that. That would be no trouble at all." But he said, "It's the questions that they ask at the end that would bomb me out." And he said, "But the professor said, if you think about the questions, they're really just about the same questions every night." And the chauffeur thought for a while, and he said, "Yeah, I suppose that's true." So they exchanged their jackets and their caps, and the chauffeur went up to take the professor's lecture this night, and everything went really well. The guy got it word for word, and they got to the question times, and he said, "Any questions?" And this real smart little sod, you know, got up. And he could see he was, and he asked this real boomer, and the guy didn't have a clue. And he said, he'd been watching this guy all night, you know, and he thought, "I must put this guy down." So he said, "That's such a stupid question," he says, "I'm going to ask the chauffeur to answer it for me."